Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. Health Suites with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suites. I'm Clarissa Montero. Now, hepatitis B, a disease that is transmitted by exposure to infectious blood or body fluids, has been called one of the biggest health threats in the Asia-Pacific region. Around the world, there are reportedly about 300 million carriers of this disease today, with three quarters of this figure found right here in APEC. The most concerning aspect about this disease is that the symptoms are not immediately apparent, taking months to surface. As a result, those who are infected may not even know of their condition, and if left untreated, it could become a chronic problem. This could then lead to serious medical complications like liver failure and liver cancer, among other things. Which is why today, Money FM 89.3 welcomes Dr. Julian Ng of Dr. Tan and Partners Clinic to tell us all about hepatitis B, the symptoms we should look out for, and the preventative measures we can take to avoid infection. Welcome to the show, Doctor.
Thank you.
All right, let's get right into it. Hepatitis B has become quite a big health threat in this region. What do you think are the factors that have led to this becoming a problem?
I think, like what you pointed out, is that the symptoms, if any, would be minimal,
okay,
if not non-existent, for up to 50% of individuals.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, so that's one of the contributing factors. And as a result of that, many mothers who may have been chronically infected with hepatitis B virus are not aware. And if they don't go for their usual screening prior to them getting pregnant, or actually when they're pregnant, they don't go for their antenatal checks, they may not pick up that they are actually chronic carriers and therefore actually can pass it on to their...
to the baby.
Yes, that's right. That's one of the reasons why it's so prevalent here in Asia-Pacific region. And the other reason is also because in many countries around the Asia-Pacific region, due to limited resources, testing and also providing vaccination might be a bit more difficult for the various countries as well.
There is a vaccination for hepatitis B though, isn't
yes,
there?
Yes, that's right.
And that is given to children at...
To children at birth, yeah.
At birth?
Yeah.
And then are there booster shots that happen throughout? Okay, so if somebody thinks that they should get a jab, even as an adult, it's never too late.
It's never too late.
Okay.
Yes, that's right.
All right. For the benefit of our listeners who are unfamiliar with this type of infection, just exactly what is hepatitis B?
So it's basically a virus that causes liver problems.
Okay.
All right. In the acute, for some people, they may get symptoms and they can get into what we call the acute infection. And 50% of them may not have symptoms. Those who have symptoms, they may display very non-specific symptoms. What I mean by non-specific symptoms, they can be anything like you might actually get from a cold, fevers, muscle pains, tummy pains, vomiting, nausea, loss of appetite. All these are kind of non-specific, could get it from a common cold. So you're none the wiser as to, you know, whether you got infected because of hepatitis B or that this is just a common cold.
Right.
Yeah.
So it is masked. You said the early stages, there are no symptoms for a lot of people.
Yes, for up to 50%.
So who is most at risk?
Who is most at risk? People who have multiple sex partners, all right, or commercial sex workers, who are intravenous drug users, who shares needles. These are the people who are more at risk. Okay, all right. And then obviously there are also populations that we really want to get them vaccinated. And these are the patients who are on hemodialysis, the kidney patients who need to undergo dialysis.
Right.
Right. And the reason is because it would be a really, really bad thing that they get hepatitis B on top of what they are already dealing with.
Right. Right.
And of course, HIV patients as well, because their immune system is really taken a big hit.
Right.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about some of those preventative measures. How can we protect ourselves from it? First things first, let's get the jab. Before I get pregnant with my first child, maybe I should check and then get inoculated against it?
Yeah. So for anybody, regardless of whether you're going to get pregnant or not, okay, if you don't know you've actually gotten the vaccination before, it's worthwhile to speak to your doctor and get a screening done through blood tests.
Okay.
And what the screening test looks for is the hepatitis B surface antigen and the hepatitis B surface antibody.
Okay.
All right. These two markers would give us an indication whether, number one, you have been infected with hepatitis B before,
mm-hmm.
and whether you are a carrier. If you are a carrier, by definition, your hepatitis B surface antigen would be positive for at least 6 months.
Okay.
If you turn out to be positive and you have no antibodies, we would normally suggest that you repeat the test in 6 months' time.
Mm-hmm.
If at 6 months' time, your hepatitis B surface antigen test is still positive, that means that you have actually progressed to what we call as a hepatitis B chronic carrier.
Okay. What I'm getting from this is everybody should just get...
Yes, get screened.
Get screened and
vaccinated.
And vaccinated.
Yes, that's right.
And you said that children now get vaccinated. Is that a requirement?
Yes.
So all children have to be vaccinated?
Yes, that's right.
Against just this type of hepatitis or all the different types?
The compulsory one is hepatitis B.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Hepatitis A isn't compulsory,
okay.
but can be opted in for. Mm. Hepatitis C, unfortunately, at this point in time, there is no vaccine available.
Okay. If symptoms are not particularly striking, then how does an infected person know to go for a proper medical diagnosis?
They don't. Exactly right.
They don't. Well, that's cheerful.
So that's why everybody should just get screened.
Right.
All right. And then vaccinated if they are not immune. Yeah.
All right. Now, this is an interesting thing for me because I have to admit, I don't actually know very much about hepatitis B. But when I had my children, it wasn't a required jab by the Ministry of Health. But my children's pediatrician insisted I give them the jab.
Yeah.
And in this, at the same time, they insisted I get the jab.
Yes,
for my children.
Right.
So that was kind of squared away because I had a very insistent pediatrician for my children. So that's great. But now I think it's progressed and everyone has to get it, right? So at that point, what do we now need to know about hepatitis B? Are enough people getting inoculated against it?
Well, the thing is, with the children of Singapore who have been recently born,
mm-hmm.
they definitely would have been jabbed for it. And they would have, as long as they complete the series of the three jabs, they would become immune. And this is very important. Because it's been shown that up to 95% of infants born with hepatitis B in them, okay, they grow on to become chronic carriers, which means that they can pass it on to their children in the future, to their partners as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's very important to get it right at the start.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You don't give the unborn baby a jab, right?
You can't.
So you can't.
Yeah.
Which means that that baby is at risk of contracting hepatitis B in vitro.
Yes, correct.
Which is a very, very compelling reason why women who are considering having babies should get screened first.
Yes,
if they haven't been inoculated.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Let's talk about prevention. What can we do to prevent getting it?
Screening.
We're that's coming really back true. To screening and jabbing.
Yes, that's
right. Right. And is there a period of time after which you do display signs that you've been infected?
Not really.
So you can have had hepatitis B for what, 6 years and not show any symptoms?
Correct. Especially
really?
Especially if you progress to being a chronic carrier.
Mm-hmm.
All the chronic carriers of hepatitis B, majority of them don't have any symptoms at all. If they do develop symptoms, that means that their liver is starting to fail. They're having problems with the liver itself already.
So I'm beginning to see why we, at the very, very, very beginning, we were talking about how this is a huge health threat in the Asia-Pacific region, because it really is very silent.
Yes, it is.
Until other problems emerge, and that could be years later.
It could be years, yeah.
At that point, you might have infected...
your partner, mm-hmm. your children, yeah.
Wow, that's actually mind-blowing.
Yes.
How serious is hepatitis B? Once you are diagnosed, is there a cure?
Right. So for people who are newly infected with hepatitis B,
mm-hmm.
if they don't go on to become chronic carriers, meaning their immune system is able to fight off the virus, they do develop immunity by themselves, which means that they are immune to hepatitis B infection in the future.
Okay.
So they're fine. For those who go on to become chronic hepatitis B carrier, up to about 30%
mm-hmm.
will actually start to develop complications much further down the road,
mm-hmm.
which includes hardening of the liver or what we call liver cirrhosis
mm-hmm.
or liver cancer.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, the question is there a cure?
There is a cure, yes, for those who are chronically infected with the hepatitis B.
Okay.
Yes.
What if it's somebody who hasn't realized that they had hepatitis for years? You said it was mm-hmm. pretty silent, right?
Yes.
So they're pretty oblivious to it. They're, yes. they're going on with their life until something else happens. They're getting liver problems and what have you. At that point, is there a magical medical cure-all for them?
There are antivirals. Mm-hmm. There is also immune molecules that they can use.
Right.
All right, and can be proven effective treatment for them. Yes.
Okay. Is that treatment or a cure?
It is a cure for some of them.
I
yes,
see.
That's right.
And I'm going to assume it's quite pricey.
Yes.
This is not a cheerful subject, I'm afraid, Doctor. But at that point, what is the prognosis? Once they figure out what they have, they, mm-hmm. they get on the meds, mm-hmm. what can they look forward to?
We try not to treat patients with chronic hepatitis B. What we do is we monitor them for the rest of their life.
Okay.
If they do some monitoring blood tests and scans, mm-hmm. and all those scans and blood tests for the rest of their life remain normal, mm-hmm. then they don't need the treatment. It's only for people where certain blood tests shows that the virus is actually replicating, okay, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. as well as there is evidence of liver damage, mm-hmm. that's when the specialist will actually suggest that they put on treatment.
I see. Yes. Okay. Do you think that there is a lack of awareness of this disease in Singapore?
I think it is a matter of out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
Okay. HIV has always been, you know, the one thing that most people are worried about with regards to, you know, tainted blood or mm-hmm. sexually transmitted disease. But nobody kind of thinks about hepatitis B. And that's very true in my practice in Dr. Tan and Partners, mm-hmm. is that a lot of time patients come in worried that they've had a risky exposure, or they are worried that they've come into contact with contaminated blood. The first thing that comes to their mind is HIV testing. Mm-hmm. But what they don't recognize is that there are other bloodborne infections that they can actually get much more easier, mm-hmm. Much more easily than HIV.
Right.
In fact, it's a lot more difficult for you to get HIV from a single drop of blood that compared to hepatitis B.
I see.
Yes. Correct.
So there is a lack of awareness and a lack yes. of understanding of the disease. Well, we hope that we put forward some information that might make that less of a case, at least to our listeners.
I hope so.
Dr. Julian Ng of Dr. Tan and Partners Clinic, thank you so much for coming in today and talking to us about hepatitis B. And I will be the first to say that some of your answers that I was not aware of prior to that. So I would be as guilty of ignorance as many of our listeners might have been as well. Yep. So thank you for sharing that information and wisdom with
thank
us.
Thank you.
You're on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.